from now on, if we're talking, you know, developer meeting, if I'm a bit happy, that's fine. But yeah, we should really leave. Yeah. If we talk to Scott, Dan, they know the dynamics, but anyone else you bring in, yeah, you just can't be like it. Okay, well.
You can't expect me to work and listen at the same time.
Yeah, no worries. All right, so still we're diligently working there. Chris is good getting everything under wraps. And so basically, for everyone here, so the developers meeting is every Monday, 7 to as long as it takes. So we basically just recoup the week's projects. Wes, again, if you're going to be following your timetable, again, if we're having other interdepartmental projects or whatnot, you know, I guess familiarize yourself with Mantis. Basically, that's the backbone of Websites Me's communication. So, you know, feel free to check it out and explore. And really, that's pretty much it. You know, developers meeting pretty much every Monday. Would be basically, you know, it's a laid-back kind of affair, as you can see. It's kind of us to kind of just be in a kind of an inspirational kind of mood and just kind of try and iron out some designs and directions to take projects. And then, of course, we're always looking for input from sales, so that's why, you know, Dan, if you can... Oh, and look who we have.
All right, guys, don't feel bad. We've missed an entire... 4 or 5 pages of text because I'm working right now.
Yeah, so just keep in mind Chris is working really hard on this, so. Alexander, Al still on too? Fuck. Was he finding it running on too long? So Scott, Dan, well, seeing AOK, anything that you like about the site?
I thought it looked good first time around, but obviously the customer had a vision for it. She liked everything else generally, just a couple of graphic changes. But no, I mean, I think it looks good. It's very clean. It's organized. Functions well. No, I'm very, very, very happy with it.
Actually, one thing that might be an idea to try and set up, it would be where I could sit in on a consultation or a transcript could be provided of the, again, that's where any, you know, breakdown notes, like key information like that is very helpful. Did everyone catch that last bit?
Or they probably all typed yeah, but we can't read it because I'm fucking working here.
Basically, chime in there, Scott, if you can hear us. We're not monitoring the chat right now. Just getting some stuff done here.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you there. I'm actually gonna take off to myself. So.
Okay.
But I think you guys are gonna. I'll keep the chat open. I'll read up on it when I get back. But.
We're not leaving too much. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it for, again, Wednesday we'll just cover some ground.
West. Yeah, no, we're actually hiring some girls and stuff like that too, so that'll be good. Yeah, that'll be, I'll be quiet, man. How would you know? You didn't see the pictures. I mean, never mind. Oh, you made them.
Cool. All right. So we'll definitely go with that. Sounds good, man. Well, have a good one.
All right, man. Okay. And see you guys on Wednesday.
Yeah.
What time? 7 p.m.
Yeah. Chris is coming here.
Okay, Wes, do you want to give logging into the server a try?
Zeno, Subai, Justin?
Oh, Zeno left long ago, I think.
No, he just left, I think. Yeah, he just...
That was at 8:19, and it's 8:26.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I told you there was...
8 people into this.
That was not... Give me a fucking heads up, man. I won't get out of it. Actually, Ed, if you want to talk too, should I tell him? And Ed, if you want to chime in as you type along. Oh.
Hello?
Hello, Edward. There we go.
Hello?
Yeah, we're hearing you. We hear you.
Oh, well, you can hear me.
Yes.
Oh, my bad. All right, yeah. Yeah, last time, I usually just go by a company here and ask them, talk to them about it, give them the rates I get from Scott, and I work it that way, but I don't know how we do it now, because the last time I did it, I was doing it to the internet and emails.
Yeah,
that's going to have to be further discussed on the sales meeting. We've changed it a little bit again to meet expectations a little bit closer, hopefully. But yeah, you'll want to discuss that with Dan and Scott specifically.
Okay, good. All right. Otherwise, I think we're doing a pretty good job. Otherwise, of course, we could do better because we could have everybody in U.S. and Canada and Europe, you know, using our servers. But that's
not overnight. You can't. It does take time. But,
it does take time.
Yeah, we are good at we are starting up pretty well. I think
we're already going into
it a little faster, but still, yeah, we're making expected progress. I think.
Oh yeah, definitely. I was impressed by just seeing the numbers that Scott was throwing by me of people jumping in and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yep. I just got to work on my connection on the internet.
I was just looking at the pricing list for the dedicated servers on gameservers.com. $400 for 4 gigs of RAM on a quad-core PC. This is retarded.
Is that a good price?
No. I can do better than that.
Yeah.
I can get better than that by going on the internet and searching for some crap stuff.
Yeah, I pay half that price, and I have 8 gigs of RAM and a double hard drive. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
Anywho.
Oh, we're selling server computers, too?
No. We're strictly web design.
Game servers, I think, might. But that's a whole other sub-project.
Yeah, that's going to be a project we're going to have to start, you know, coordinating. But it's kind of different from, I think, what the sales you'll be performing at. I think it was strictly
right.
With Dan. But again, that's for sales to determine which sector to work in.
Okay.
Try and bring him in the fold. Yeah.
No problem. Because I can definitely sell server computers to non-server-needed people who... Well, I'll play at home on games or not, but I could definitely sell it to them.
Okay, perfect. Well, I mean, you know, server space too. Would that help?
Well, yeah, but I know a lot of people who are gamers who would love to
Have a server. Yeah, it's game servers. Actually, that's kind of what Scott and I were talking about. That's what we're going to be starting, the game servers type thing.
Oh. Well, I know about 30 people who would want one. Could want to have it where they could play on their own and say, this is mine.
Don't cut it yet. Don't interrupt them.
Yeah, I hear you there. Well, I have 14 right now. I have 3 dedicated servers, one in New York, which is like the main box. I have one in Chicago, and I have a virtual private server in D.C. because I need the Windows box, and do let me use part of those.
Yeah, they're connecting.
Nice.
Synchronizing.
So are you.